The Daily Gospel for Friday, the 3rd of May, 2013. The feast day of Saints Philip and James, Apostles. The Holy Gospel of Jesus Christ according to St. John, chapter 14, verses 6 to 14. Jesus saith to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. If you had known me, you would without doubt have known my Father also, and from henceforth you shall know him, and you have seen him. Philip saith to him, Lord, shew us the Father, and it is enough for us. Jesus saith to him, Have I been so long a time with you, and have you not known me? Philip, he that seeth me, seeth the Father also. How sayest thou, shew us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I speak not of myself, but the Father who abideth in me, he doth the works. Believe you not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? Otherwise believe for the very works' sake. Amen, amen, I say to you, he that believeth in me, the works that I do, he also shall do, and greater than these shall he do, because I go to the Father, and whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask me anything in my name, that I will do. Commentary of the Day. Saint Hilary, Bishop of Poitiers, Doctor of the Church. The Trinity, 7:33-35. Our Lord has allowed no doubt or uncertainty regarding so great a mystery. Hear him revealing to the apostles everything we need to know to believe. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, then you will also know my Father. Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? Therefore, he who is the way is not leading us along paths with no conclusion or in a desert without a way. He who is the truth has no desire to deceive us with lies. He who is the life will not abandon us in errors that end in death. No one comes to the Father except through me. The way to the Father passes through the Son. If you know me, then you will also know the Father. We see the man, Christ Jesus, his outward aspect, namely his human nature. So how is it that to know him is to know the Father also? In the mystery of the body he took, our Lord makes known the divinity that is in the Father while keeping to a certain order. If you know me, you will know him and see him. He makes a distinction between the moment of seeing and that of knowing. He says they must recognize the one who is speaking to them and they will see. He has to teach them to recognize the divine nature within him. These words, for which they were unprepared, trouble Philip. He sees a man, and this man claims to be the Son of God. The Lord says to him that he has seen the Father and that therefore he knows him because he has seen him. The limitations of his humanness prevent Philip from understanding any such statement. That is why he answers that he has not seen the Father and asks the Lord to show him to him. Not that he wants to see him with his bodily eyes, but he is asking to be enabled to understand who it is that he sees, expressing a desire to understand rather than to see. He adds, that will be enough for us.